800-932-0144.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American, and we are entering the times we've been warning about for a long period. And certainly, I believe we are seeing the beginning of the demise of the dollar. Certainly, the gold hit $1,059. You look at the at Kitco this morning, it went up that high. I think it's down around that. $1,046, and silver's at $17.50 an ounce. But what you're seeing is a really a skyrocketing of the precious metals, because people, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, are looking for a safe haven. They've realized that anything denominated in American dollars is about to be destroyed, and the dollar, I believe, is going to be somewhere down the line replaced with some new currency. But somebody who knows a great deal more about this than I do, Joan Vian, is with us this morning. Joan was attended the meeting of the G20 and the meeting of the G7 and all the G8s, and but all of these are part of this international group that controls the finances and monetary system of the world, and although they meet and eat, the real important decisions are made behind the scenes by what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. Joan, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Tell us what you learned, what you think is happening as far as the stability of our economy, the stability of our currency, the future course of financial events in our country and throughout the world.
That's a tall order, and what I say is not specifically gospel. It's based on my research and my understanding, and everybody has a different understanding. First of all, the United States has a gross domestic product of $14 trillion. Let's talk about the assets of America. We have a gross domestic product of $14 trillion. The next country that even comes close to us is Japan at $4.8 trillion. And after Japan, there's China at $4.2 trillion. We are the biggest country in the world. And I think we ought to understand that and learn from the fact that we still are the strongest country in the world, despite what Obama is trying to do, despite what Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her former president husband Bill Clinton, as they bring us into a world governmental structure where America is no longer dominant and we're all equal, which is a lot of socialism and basically opens the door for totalitarianism. First of all, America is the strongest country in the world, number one. Number two, very interestingly that the G20 would be in Pittsburgh. I used to live in Pittsburgh. The first time I saw Pittsburgh many years ago, I was thinking about going to college there, and a friend of mine said, I'll take you for a ride in downtown Pittsburgh. Well, my goodness, I'd never seen anything like it. There are all these black clouds. it was middle of the day, and yet it looked like it was the middle of the night. And I'm like, ye gads, what is this? And he said, oh, that's all the smoke from the steel mills. Well, the steel mills are gone. They went in the late 70s, early 80s. And Pittsburgh, they say, but it's not necessarily true. You talk to any Pittsburgher, and they'll tell you Pittsburgh never came back. Why? Because Pittsburgh is a microcosm of all the manufacturing that was shipped overseas. And therefore, while we have a $14 trillion gross domestic product, we don't have any manufacturing. And there are those economists who say, well, you know, we have it in other ways and we're a service industry, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you don't have jobs and you don't have enough education in the workforce to put people to work, which is one of the problems we have as we strip down, and, you know, all the jobs go overseas, the truth of the matter is you're not going to have anybody who can spend. Now, with regard to the dollar, I've been talking about the dollar for, 20-some years. You know, in 1971, you know, all your listeners know, Nixon closed the gold window and the dollar started to float, as well as all the countries in the world. By 1973, we had two currency crises in the world, not that I remember them. The currency markets were closed, and Paul Volcker was sent around the world to sort of put a Band-Aid on everything and come to some new agreements. I interviewed Paul Volcker a couple years ago, and I asked him what he saw as he looked back to what he did in 73. And he told me we didn't do a very good job. Well, that meant he should have been fired and the whole system scrapped. And then in 1985, the Group of Seven determined that the dollar was still too strong against all the countries of the world, and within 2 years our currency had been devalued over 30%. And so we've been dropping from a value on the Deutschmark of 3.66 to $1, and on the yen 3.57 to $1 in 1973, to where we are seriously below both $1 in both currencies. We're in the 80-83 range on the yen, and I've lost track where we are. I think we're in the 78 range on the euro, 0.78. We're not even 1-to-1. So we've been devalued about another, we're over 65 to 70% devalued from where we were in 1973. America is still going. We are still America. Now, there are a lot of things going on, and this morning I was just thinking about all the things we're told, all the things we hear, many of them are rumors, okay? But they want to get you and me going, okay? There is an agenda. The agenda is world government. The agenda is total control. Absolutely, the brotherhood of darkness behind government. So let's talk about the real agenda at the Group of 20. And in order to do that, the University of Toronto, which is the unofficial secretariat.
Hold that thought, Joan. We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
You're on the jury. The defendant is a doctor accused of mercy killing. The judge's instruction, you must find the doctor guilty if you find he caused the patient's death. Do you? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837, Citizen Power.
The judge tells the jury that it must obey the law. It does, but the jury is the law. In point of historical fact, the charging of the jury is nothing more than jury tampering by the state. The jury may decide the defendant's guilt by any standard, even that it dislikes the law. That's how the Founding Fathers wanted it. In the United States, the jury has the final word, and there's nothing the court can do.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment, keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joan Vian, going into the background of all these figures that we hear. Remember, America has a gross domestic product of $14 billion, but 70% of that is simply purchasing, you know, at service industry, or certainly only 30% of that $14 billion is any sort of manufacturing or production, and you can't purchase yourself or spend yourself into prosperity. And that's the problem we're facing today. We are not manufacturing. We've shipped our jobs overseas intentionally, purposely, and maliciously. They knew what they were doing. They just don't want the average individual to learn. Go right ahead, Joan.
It's $14 trillion. Now,
$14 trillion, I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me just say that the whole GDP of the group of 20 is $46 trillion. And when we start taking a look at the figures, I already mentioned that the U.S. is far beyond any. We then take a look at the total debt of the G20. It is $29.1 trillion. Or 63% of what their gross domestic product is. Now, 63% is rather high. The U.S. has debt as a percent, and this is public debt. This is not off balance sheet. We can't address that. We're just looking at these figures. The U.S. has a total debt as percentage of GDP of almost 61%. Japan has debt of 170%. Italy has debt of 104%. The countries in the best shape from debt are first Russia at 6.8, Australia at 5.4, and China at, 15.4 for Australia and 15.7 for China. Now, I bring this up, the debt, $29 trillion, okay, 63%, to say that it is and has not been, as you know, the governments that rule the world. The presidents and prime ministers are nothing but figureheads. They are lackeys, if you will, for the real power. And the real power is found in central banking. The real power is the banking system that rules the world. The debt-based usury system, which is based on unjust weights and measures. That is the power that really runs and controls the world. And I think these figures of debt for the whole G20 is the biggest story, because every country is enslaved to the central banking system. And Japan has 170% debt as GDP. Why, pray tell, is our dollar falling against the yen when they owe $8.3 trillion to their gross domestic product of $4.8 trillion? In order to know what the real story is of the group of 20, we need to first understand who runs them, and it's the central banking system. Joan Parros accompanied me to the G20, and I said to her, we were looking at press briefings, and I got an invitation from the Financial Stability Board, which is located at the Bank for international settlements, I got a email inviting me to their press briefing. And I said, Joan, I said, this is the most important press briefing of the whole conference. And we had to choose either the Financial Stability Board or Obama's press briefing. Well, that was a very easy decision. We went to the Financial Stability Board. And what is the Financial Stability Board? The Financial Stability Board was the Financial Stability Forum, and it was set up in 1999. And back in 1999 and 2001, I interviewed the managing director of the Financial Stability Forum, Swine Andreessen. Swine Andreessen is still the managing director of the Financial Stability Forum, but at the second meeting of the G20 in London this past April, they greatly enhanced the Financial Stability Forum from, they expanded it from just the G7 countries to the G20 countries. They gave it its own plenary, like the United Nations. They gave it standing committees. It will work hand in hand with the International Monetary Fund. And the whole purpose of the Financial Stability Board now, they gave it a new name, the Financial Stability Board. It has the G20. And it is comprised of the group of 20 central bankers, treasury secretaries, and regulatory bodies, like in the United States, the Security and Exchange Commission, the Commodities Futures Commission. So this is a very, very important body. Why? Because they are putting in place on the global level rules of the road that will determine how every country conducts the regulatory business. What does that mean? That means that eventually they will set all the rules, all the regulations, well, they are doing it now, globally, for every country with regard to their banking system, their insurance system, their stock exchange system, their derivative system, their real estate industry. Now, this is pretty heady stuff. This is pretty powerful stuff. And so Joan and I went to that press briefing, and it was absolutely amazing. I asked the chairman of the Financial Stability Board. Now, we were sitting in a historic room. It was the table was the table from the board of directors for one of the steel industries in Pittsburgh, and we sat in their original chairs, etc. And so it was a small group of people. There were only about 8 reporters at the Financial Stability Board press briefing. And I asked Mario Draghi. Now, Mario Draghi used to work for Goldman Sachs. He is now the central bank minister of Italy, and he is the chairman of the Financial Stability Board. And so I asked him this question. Now, Dr. Stan, if you will imagine, he's sitting forward, leaning over the table, and we're sitting opposite him. And I asked him this question. I said, given all the restructuring of the Financial Stability Forum, given the fact that you now have a plenary, you have a standing committee, you'll be working with the IMF, I said, are you really trying to reinvent capitalism? And are you trying to rein in the morality of those who operate capitalism? Well, Dr. Stan, when I asked him that question, it was like I had shot a bullet at him. And he ricocheted back in his seat and came back forward. It was amazing. And, of course, he told me that, no, that's not what they're looking to do. And he went on to talk about how they came together because of all these global problems. But the truth of the matter is, and what we were not, what they would not say to us in so many words as we, as I continued my questioning, is whether or not everything they do has to go through the Congresses. And they said that it depends on the country, and that there are some countries that will automatically implement everything they say. And then there was the question about, well, do countries have to implement what you recommend? And there wasn't a direct answer for that. The answer was more or less, you know, we'll just sit around the table and talk until you get it, you know?
Well, what they're doing isn't really, they're establishing a new economic world order. Isn't this what it's all about?
They're not establishing it. They are strengthening the system that's already been put in place. They're just, they added to it in 1999 with the Financial Stability Forum, which they then, a couple months, 6 months ago, they changed it, they increased it, they expanded it, and they gave it a great deal of power. So what they're now doing is putting teeth into the whole global economic system. I asked him, I said, you know, at the IMF, they have been talking about for years that they have all these rules and these regulations, and they come up with all these guidelines, but they do not have any power to enforce. And so this is really what we're now seeing, Dr. Stan, is we are now seeing that the whole structure is up. If some of the parts were weaker, they've now been made stronger, and now they have the ability to enforce all the barriers. The final barrier will be the final barrier to come down between the countries of the world is the regulatory barrier. And in my two videos, 2008 credit crises and when central banks rule the world, I make it very clear that there had to be a credit crisis, and in my opinion, it's planned and managed, in order for them to take control of the final assets, economic assets that America has and the other countries of the world.
And what you're suggesting is this financial contraction that we're seeing today with the increasing joblessness and certainly destruction of our manufacturing is all more or less planned?
Yes. Yes, exactly. It is planned and managed because they're not real worried about the effects on you and me, and they're not real worried about the trickle down on the economies of the world. They are literally, I mean, you know, Dr. Stan, there's more than one way to conquer a country. You don't need guns. You don't need bullets. You don't need an army. You can do it through debt, and you can do it through the banking system. And that's exactly what they have done. They have done it through the banking system. When you take a look at the average American and how much debt they have, they are as indebted in a different way, different percentage, to the banking system as is the United States. You know, the U.S. has a debt-to-GDP ratio of almost 61%. I would suggest to you that that's probably about an average for Americans. By the time you get your mortgage payment, by the time you get your car payment or car payments, by the time you get your line of credit payment and your credit cards, you're about, you know, a 60, 70% level of debt, if not higher.
Well, I agree with you. I believe that this whole economic crisis is all stage managed to bring about this new international order now, with which will be able to force all the nations of the world to go along with it. And it's an application of the golden rule. He who has the gold rules.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is the bottom line. And so we have a situation whereby the everything that I've researched, my video, When Central Banks Rules the World, is an hour and a half long. If people want to understand the big picture, it's there. It is all there. The only thing that is not there is the empowerment of the financial stability board, and that will be in my next video. But the truth of the matter is, when you take a look at, you know, Timothy Geithner gave a press briefing, and unfortunately, they weren't put together there enough that Joan and I even knew about it in time. But when you read the transcript of the press briefing and his remarks, if you understand world government, if you understand the agenda, you can basically go through his remarks and you can see the whole picture. One of the things that they're doing is trying to change how Americans
of the Internationalists. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Brotherhood of Dark. We'll be right back.
You've heard of it, the hair of the dog that bit you. A solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of Hair of the Dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and is a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order Hair of the Dog or the seven other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
How well do you know the law? The situation calls for citizen's arrest, but proving your case seems to require a lawyer. What kind of proof do you need in court? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837. Citizen Power.
If you make a citizen's arrest, how is the suspect convicted? In the United States, courtroom proof is not materially different from common sense proof. Evidence may be a photograph, a tape recording, a witness who saw or heard what happened. Even remarks made during commission of the crime, although hearsay, are admissible in court. Proof, however, is the prosecutor's chore. To make citizen's arrest only requires probable cause.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly, so parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joan Vian. And Joan, why don't you go ahead and get out your website and how people can get in touch with you and learn more about your effort to try to educate the public about what's really going on behind the scenes, about the people who rule the world, as you say, in your DVD, excellent, When the Corporations Rule the World. But you pick up the story.
Yes. First of all, the website is womensgroup.org, W-O-M-E-N-S-G, GROUP, womensgroup.org. You can call us at 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541. I was talking about, before the break, how Geithner talks about Americans are buying too much and saving too little. He says that's no longer an option for us or for the rest of the world. So all of a sudden, they're saying Americans need to start saving and stop spending. Well, for years, they've pumped us. They've primed us. The marketing, the whole genre of America has been spend, 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 spend. Now they're stopping us cold in the tracks, and they're saying, no, 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 we don't want you to spend anymore. We want you to save. Well, I have a problem with that. Not that I don't mind saving, but you see, one of the things that they did, they try and blame us for all the problems when they are the ones who created them. And most people are like sheep, they just follow the leader. So if on TV they see that you should have this kind of car or this kind of house, people will go out and buy it because, after all, they want to be just like the crowd. So now they're trying to institute this new economic plan where Americans can no longer buy, they need to save, and China and Japan and India, those countries have to stop saving and start spending. Now, these guys don't even know what they've created. They've created a giant economic mess. And so now, do they think this can happen overnight? Of course not. So they've put this in place, number one. Number two, why don't people want to save in the bank like they used to? Well, when you get 0.75% on your savings account, that's not a big incentive to save. They need to reverse the 1980 law that allowed the banks to pay minimum on deposits and charge maximum on credit cards and other loans. So when they reverse that is when they're going to start getting to the bottom line. But you see, they don't really care. This is all a lot of window dressing. So they want to blame somebody. They don't want to blame themselves. Why? Because these people print money out of thin air. So go ahead and blame all kinds of problems on all kinds of people and institutions and governments to cover up the fact that they are diabolically evil, since they print money out of thin air, charge the government's interest to borrow it, and then put the screws on them whenever they want. So, number one, they want Americans to start saving. Number two, I find it fascinating that they are using the Green Revolution. They are using climate change. They are using green energy, if you will, to be where the government needs to invest to stimulate the economy. That's a bunch of crap. People are not going to go out and spend X amount of dollars for a windmill or put grids on their house, because for the most part, people don't have $5,000 to $10,000 to make the switch. I mean, remember, they're in debt. And so I don't see, other than bailing out all the big boys who've started all the green industries, what this is going to do. It's not going to do anything. Next, they talk about, Geithner talked about a new framework for balanced growth, for more sustainable and balanced growth. Whenever I see that word sustainable, I start getting excited because it is a code word, if you will, for total control. Capitalism has a flaw. The flaw of capitalism is very simple. They never know what the demand will be for the product that they are producing. So in other words, production does not equal consumption. You can have an item and it's really, really hot. You know, it catches on. And then so the factories go into overtime to make a whole bunch of this particular widget. And by the time they've made all these widgets to meet all this demand that they thought they had, the demand dries up. And then they have all these widgets that aren't worth what they used to be worth because nobody wants to buy them. And they spent all the money to create them and all the outlay for the materials, and they're not going to recoup. Okay? That is the flaw of capitalism. Production does not equal consumption. My friend, geopolitical expert Terry Hayfield, has been talking to me about this for years, and it took a whole lot to get it through my brain. And what we have is their answer came with Ronald Reagan. It's called just-in-time delivery. In other words, you don't manufacture something unless you have demand, unless you have an order, unless it's paid for. Well, my brother works for a manufacturing company in the Midwest. And I said to him, Ray, what do you know about just-in-time delivery? And he said, it doesn't work. He said, my company's been using it for years, and they've been losing money for years. It doesn't work. So now they're looking to put in place a global system, this whole framework. It's global. Obama talked about it. The G8, the G20 presidents and prime ministers talked about it, and they all adopted it. The world is going to a global just-in-time delivery system. Well, that doesn't work either. So, in short, let's go back to your opening comments, Dr. Stan. This is the bottom line. When you have an evil system of unjust weights and measures, a friend of mine, when I was lamenting to her the other day that having been in the investment business for 30 years, I still don't know how to keep client money safe. And she said to me, you cannot prevent people from losing in a false system. That's very true. So what do we need? We are operating, we are living in a false system, a false national system, a false banking system, and a false global system. What do we need? We need to get down on our hands and knees and to ask God to forgive us for our sin and to ask Him to show us, lead, guide, and direct and give us wisdom for what to do.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
The Wild Bird Center in Denver asks, did you drive safely this morning when you saw children along the roadway? It's back to school time again, so let's be careful out there. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy and safe fall season.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Joan Vian, and Joan was just talking about this idea of production and consumption, and pretty soon, of course, you can produce all the goods you want to, but if the people aren't buying them, if everybody has a washing machine and a dryer and a car, then you can have all the productive capacity you want, and you can't sell the products, and so production shuts down. There's only one way that you can have a full production under those circumstances, and that is to have something that will destroy things, destroy the products, so you can produce more. One of the best books on the subject, and I'm sure that Joan would verify what I'm saying, is a book that was written by Professor Carol Quigley called Tragedy and Hope, History of the World in Our Time. A historian, an economist, a man who's taught me a great deal. Now, he comes from a liberal point of view. He believes in the managed economy, but certainly you'll learn more from reading his book than you will from 4 years of college, because he tells you what the real solution is. It's a war. In a war, why? Because you keep destroying things, and then you can keep producing things. And that's how you get the economy going, is with a massive war. And then, of course, the more you produce, the more they can destroy, and production can go full speed ahead. But you go ahead, Joan.
Well, that's absolutely perfect. That really is, Dr. Stan, because... Joseph Schumpeter is an economist from MIT and the University of Chicago, and Alan Greenspan was a proponent of Joseph Schumpeter, who coined the phrase creative destruction. And it's the very same thing, that if it appears that capitalism is going to fall or fail or drop, because you see capitalism is dependent on the turnover of money, which is called velocity. So if the velocity of money slows down to the point where it appears capitalism is going to fail, then Schumpeter says it's okay to destroy in order to keep capitalism going. Same thing as what you said, Tragedy and Hope, with Carol Quigley, pages 44 to 55, if I'm not mistaken. And it is so diabolical, really. We are so far away from where we should be in a mercantile situation whereby all of society is not bent on people continuing to buy, but people continuing to live. And we have a situation in America. Look, Americans are very smart. They need to get off their duff. They need to figure out jobs that can be created, things that people need, and then they need to create their own little micro businesses. And we need to get around all of this evil, all of this control by our own little micro businesses. But let me go back to the comments before the break. When we are dealing with a society like we have today, where it's unjust weights and measures, it is only a personal reliance on Jesus as to what should we buy, where should we live, where should we go, what should we do, will help people eliminate some of the major, major mistakes of living in a society of unjust weights and measures.
I agree with you totally, Chris. I believe in a free enterprise system. Capitalism, of course, involves so much having to do with a small elite group running the system. What we need is free enterprise. What we need is freedom, and unleashing the creative capacity of the individual creates an abundant society. But, of course, every time you have regulation and regimentation, such as we do now, why you progressively limit the ability of the individual, and eventually everything is controlled by czars, centered in Washington, D.C., the antithesis of the American system, but the system we're moving rapidly towards today.
Absolutely. I mean, and there's just more czars and more czars and more czars. One of the other things that the Group of 20 are doing, and that is they are adopting higher levels of capital for banks. This is something that came from the Bank for International Settlements. It's called the Basel II Capital Accords. The United States is in the process of implementing Basel II. What it means is that every bank, they haven't basically said it's the local bank, your community bank, but I imagine it'll go all the way down to the core banks in your community. But they're basically saying that every bank needs to have more capital in reserve. Now, what does that do? That reduces the amount that they have to borrow, to lend out. And so there's going to be a shortage, a continuing shortage of money to borrow out of the system for the small business person, the mid-sized business firm. I don't know how far this will go, but what I'm saying is that they're even going to reduce the amount, you know, the freewheeling credit that used to be that we saw is no longer. And it's going to be harder to borrow. It's going to be harder to get that money, and the cost is going to rise.
And, of course, most of our small banks are going to be destroyed in the process by demanding that they have higher reserves. They're already underwater, and now the FDIC, which is bankrupt, is going to take more of their money. And by changing the reserve requirements, you're going to see literally thousands of small banks go down. This is my concern. What about yours?
Well, it is a concern. I don't know if they'll go down as opposed to being bought up by the bigger ones.
Right.
But this obviously is a control of the whole system. I mean, we're seeing more control, more rules, more regulation. I know in my investment business, I am absolutely flooded. I almost need a person full time, which is expensive, to go through all of the regulatory stuff that is so unbelievable. So it's going to be more costly. It's going to be more difficult. And, again, it is going to require us to spend more time on our knees asking God, because He is the one who grants favor when it doesn't look like there is any.
Amen to that. Well, we're out of time, Joan. God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. We always learn. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
God. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. We hope that you enjoy Joan's commentary. We are in real trouble financially as a nation. Now, we do carry Joan's very excellent DVD, When the Central Banks Rule the World. And certainly, we've watched it. We think it's well done and well worthwhile your getting and watching, When the Central Banks Rule the World. Certainly, my talk on the financial tsunami, my talk on the financial Armageddon, the financial tsunami talk was given, of course, maybe 4 years ago in anticipation of what's taking place today. My financial Armageddon talk was developed after, of course, the financial collapse, explaining exactly how they did it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, how they did it. We carry a book written in 1899, The Coming Battle. It's how the banks were going to take control of our government, and they have done it. And, of course, if you think that you elect your representatives and you elect the president, why, you are simply terribly gullible. We have an excellent DVD. Call the Trilateral Commission. It's Patrick Wood, who's the world's leading expert on the Trilateral Commission, going into how they created the financial mess and, of course, how they control successive administrations. It is not by accident that between 1976 and the year 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States, in other words, could be either president or vice president, or both. Every president and or vice president came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission that never had more than 100 members in the North American chapter. These are the people who rule us. And they tie into the central banks. In fact, the president of the Central Bank of Canada is a member. The president of the Central Bank of Israel is a member. What's the president of the Central Bank of Israel doing belonging to the North American branch of the Trilateral Commission? Because that's where Goldman Sachs and Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase, that's where they all, of course, centered. And remember, there's just only, well, there's 87 Americans who are members of the North American branch. And, of course, you can get the membership rolls. We have them in our syllabus, the membership of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's just a syllabus, nothing more than brief commentary and then a membership of each one of the groups. And of course, it's the four groups, the Group of 30, the Bilderbergers, the CFR, and of course, the Council on Foreign Relations. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that nothing is as it appears to be. The plan is to impoverish the American people, slowly to destroy the value of our currency and our production. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do hope many of you will consider coming to our all-day conference on the 25th of October. That's 2.5 weeks from now. It's going to be a great conference. We're going to bring in Dr. Catherine Albrecht, Will Gregg, Tom Horn, Ashley Moat, a member of the European Parliament. And I'm going to tell you everything you have always needed to know about vaccinations but would never get elsewhere. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to have a weapon to use in this battle, and we need weapons, but not rifles or pistols, we need information. Why, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which explains how it all fits together. You get an entire case of them. Give them away, $149.95 plus shipping. We need your help to get the books printed. Go until well until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children.